They shall rise up on wings as eagles. Look at me. Look at me. You can hardly miss me when you enter the choir stalls. I gleam amongst the dark wood and reflect the crimson carpet in my golden wings. You might mistake me for a phoenix. My carapace of brass is burnished, polished by proud hands to show me at my best. I am made to carry the weight of the Bible on my back. I am the symbol of John the Evangelist, whose gospel proclaims the word. I am the eagle lectern. I watch people come and go, some to worship, some to meet and talk, some to sit in silence. Some admire the handiwork of whoever crafted me and gave me a purpose. And once a boy sat in front of me, carefully studying me before placing a drawing pad on the carpet and choosing a pencil for his artistry. For over an hour he would look, and then draw, look again and then erase a line or two, meticulous in his work, but also confident and relaxed, shifting from sitting cross-legged to kneeling to lying prostrate like a priest or monk in prayer before the altar. I feel honoured to be the subject of his picture, flattered, and I long to fluff up my feathers, to hold my head and wings in the perfect pose, but I am engaged in brass and cannot move. Will he capture my likeness, my superior significance, my power? Or will his just be a child's impression of a fierce-looking bird, or even a comical cartoon character? Let me see what you've drawn, I want to cry to him. Let me see what you see. As if in answer to my impatient desire, a man bends down to look at the boy's drawing, and I glimpse the finished piece as he holds it up. The man admires the detailed line work, but is puzzled, as am I, by what is on the page. For there is no me. The boy has drawn the pedestal on which I stand. There is no eagle there at all. Why didn't you draw the eagle? The man asks. The boy replies, the paper isn't big enough. Such a matter of fact, logical but unexpected response silences the man and he walks away. His work completed, at least on this page, the boy packs up his materials and stands in front of me again. I sense his wisdom. I want to thank him for bringing about a change in me, for reducing my haughty self-importance and increasing my humility. Yes, I am the eagle. I am made to carry the word of God. I'm a sculpted icon, magnificent to behold, but like written icons, I'm not here just to be gazed upon, but to be looked through. It is the divine I'm here to help people see. It is God's creation I'm made to reflect. I carry the Bible, I uphold the word, but I rest on a solid pillar, strong enough to withstand centuries of changing fortunes, changing values and beliefs. I'm made by human hands, and my creator understood how I would need to be displayed, so I was placed on a firm foundation, like Christ's church. And like the word in John's gospel, my meaning cannot be contained on a single page. The word I carry extends beyond the pillar that the boy has drawn, beyond the acoustics of the abbey, and into the starry skies of the universe. When you look at me, I now want to cry, look through and beyond my golden image to the beauty of creation. Hear not my proud eagle's call, but the eternal word of God.